here on KSOM as we are getting ready for tonight's softball game between Griswold and East Mills. It's a season opener. Jody Russell, head coach for Griswold softball here on KSOM. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into tonight's opener?
I'm feeling really good about things. I think the girls have been working really hard. I think we have a lot of talent, really well-balanced team offensively and defense, and I'm excited about the season and getting things started tonight.
How has the process been just, you know, taking players from CAM, absorbing them with your players, and seeing the mix come together? It's been kind of probably erratic with practices, but what have you seen just everybody coming together as one team?
Yeah. We just tried to make the best with what we could, working around everything with, you know, golf and track and graduations and all those kind of things, just like every other softball program is the same way. We've tended to practice later during those few weeks of school going on, just so we could get the most people together as possible. I think we've still only had three practices where we had everyone all together. But we've been able to cover quite a bit. We had seven girls at state track last week, and so we've still been kind of limited on our game speed drills and just be able to go full throttle. But I've been really impressed with the effort the girls have been put in, the communication, and I think they're just having fun, getting to know each other and building relationships, and we're excited about it.
So coming in pitching wise, I would imagine Allie Whalert would be your number one. She has more experience than anybody in terms of varsity experience. What do you see from Allie in the circle, and what does she bring for you as your starter?
Right. Well, I think we'll have like a pitching staff this year. I think that's one of our strengths, is that we've got some depth at pitching. So I leave, you know, great, definitely returning them with a lot of varsity experience from last year, and that's going to be a big benefit to us. We also have Sadie Goellinghorst, who has pitched for Grizzle before, and then Keely Kenny, who also pitched some last year for CAM. So I think just our job as coaches is to use all of our strengths and put them together the best way, and that will be fluid here at the beginning. But I think just trying to set us up so we can take advantage of that strength we have with the depth we have there.
Yeah. And then offensively, I mean, Marissa Asklin last year, she just had a big year as a junior, hit .468 with a homer and 31 RBIs. I would imagine that's going to be one player that's going to be the leader in this offense. What do you see from her, and just, you know, how she is going to be a centerpiece of your team this year?
Yeah, I mean, Marissa's just consistently always working hard, always has very high standards for herself, and is always just trying to be her best. But I think that obviously, as you know, it takes a team in softball to score runs. And so I think I just really impressed with how we've been hitting with power kind of up and down the lineup. And obviously that we'll kind of learn more as we get into this games this week. But I think we have a lot of offensive options. We were returning five players who batted over .300 last season. And of course, I've seen a lot of improvement, I think, day to day, just as we've gone through these first 3 weeks of practices. So I'm really excited about offensively. I think we could really score a lot of runs.
What are you pretty satisfied with how the position battles have gone? Are there any still positions that are still fighting here, and you're going to have to figure things out in the first week of the season?
Yeah. I mean, I always tell our team, there's nothing ever set in stone. I think that's the best thing is to have everyone always be working to be their best every single day. But I think there's going to be some things that are a little more fluid than usual at the beginning of the season as we kind of work some things out. But that our goal is to have the girls compete and continue to work hard all season long in that way.
And just overall, what do you see as some of the keys for this team to have a successful season?
Yeah, the girls kind of come up with a theme for this season, and I think it kind of covers everything pretty well. Their theme was unite and ignite. And so I guess our big emphasis has been just like coming together and having unity within our program, getting to know each other and being one team and having a team first attitude. And then ignite, kind of the girls just want to play with a lot of energy, have a lot of passion, pride, discipline, and just create a lot of energy with the games and what they bring in. So I think if we're able to do those two things well, then I think everything else will fall into place.
Well, it's always exciting, opening day, trying to get this game in before any rains come. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight against East Mills. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
Jody Russell, head coach for Griswold softball, with us here on KSOM.